Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, as always on The Bright Side, and we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We are going to talk to Corey Hahn at the bottom of the hour. She's the author of the book Rituals of the Soul, using eight ancient principles of yoga to create a modern and meaningful life. She's got a really interesting story to tell, living off the grid in Alaska, studying with spiritual teachers, as well as soul guides in Mexico, Sri Lanka, Morocco. She surfed around the world. Her book is a very interesting read, I have to say. I read it last night. The eight ancient principles of yoga to create a modern and meaningful life. We'll talk to Corey Hahn at the bottom of the hour, and we will get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the website as well. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself and help change the world with the power and importance of nutritional supplementation. The most fundamental level there is, in my humble opinion, is a level of good health and nutrition, and that's what longevity is all about. If that sounds like a good opportunity to you, a win-win business opportunity where you are part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business and you work out of your home, please call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Corey Hahn will be with us at the bottom of the hour, her book, Rituals of the Soul, and we will get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. All right, so continuing on, talking about the skin, last program we were talking about the famous hyaluronic acid molecule. If I were doing this show 10 years ago, I couldn't say the famous hyaluronic acid molecule because it was really not known about until maybe 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago or so. That's because the price on hyaluronic acid came down to the point where it was available in a lot of over-the-counter products. Previous to that, you couldn't really get hyaluronic acid. When I was in pharmacy school, the stuff would cost $100 to $1,000 a gram. And you know what? It was still worth it, even at that price. I was still formulating with it, albeit very rarely and in very, very tiny amounts. Rooster combs were the main source of hyaluronic acid back in the day. Today it's made through fermentation processes, and the price has come way down. And that's a good thing, because hyaluronic acid is a super important player in the health
of the skin, and particularly in the dermis, the lower part of the skin that we talked about, as being the bottom of the iceberg. Same way an iceberg is mostly underneath the water, and you see the top of the iceberg, 90% of it is underneath the water. The skin is kind of the same way. 90% of the skin is underneath the water. That is underneath the surface. So we see the surface, and then underneath there's a whole bottom to the skin, a whole bottom to the iceberg, if you will. And that's called the dermis, and that's where hyaluronic acid lives. It doesn't only live in the dermis. Hyaluronic acid is found throughout the skin. It's found in the epidermis on top of the dermis, and it's even found in the very tippy top, the stratum corneum layer. But hyaluronic acid's main home is in the lower level, in the dermis, which means that you're not going to really get hyaluronic acid benefits just by applying hyaluronic acid on the surface of the skin. You'll get benefits. Let me rephrase that. You will get benefits by applying it topically. You're just not going to get dermal benefits. You're not going to get the beefy benefits. In the dermis, the hyaluronic acid plumps things up. It gives the skin a sort of beefy quality, a plump quality. You're not going to get those benefits. You will get some benefits by applying it to the surface, for sure. Hyaluronic acid can soften the stratum corneum. It can even help the lower levels, the epidermis underneath the stratum corneum, plump up a little bit. It's got water trapping, i.e. hygroscopic, hygroscopic. Hygroscopic means water trapping. And hyaluronic acid does have some hygroscopic water-trapping properties at the skin surface. And by applying it right to the top, you can get some benefits. You can get some plumping benefits. You can get some softening benefits. You can even get some healing benefits. And you can certainly get some tightening benefits. And, of course, by keeping the stratum corneum healthy and hydrated, you can improve the enzyme chemistry and the biochemistry in the lower levels as well. So there's lots of benefits to hyaluronic acid used topically. You're just not going to get the dermal benefits, the benefits at the bottom of the skin, the plumping benefits that hyaluronic acid is so well known for. And by the way, hyaluronic acid is not just used on the skin. It's used medically in ophthalmology. In the eyes, because the eyes are largely composed of hyaluronic acid. It's used in the ears and in the larynx, in otolaryngology. It's used in the nose, in rhinology. So hyaluronic acid's got some very interesting and very important medical benefits in addition to being important for the skin. But in the dermis, that's where we really, that's its claim to fame. Hyaluronic acid's claim to fame, its main role is in helping the dermis maintain its hygroscopicity, its ability to absorb water and to thicken the dermis, allowing the dermis to be like a shock absorber and a real solid barrier. And, of course, also to maintain the water balance in the dermis. The water balance is important for all the chemistry to occur. Hyaluronic acid in the dermis also plays a role in what's called angiogenesis. That is the proliferation and the development of blood vessels. Angio means blood vessels, and genesis means being born. Angiogenesis is the birth of blood vessels, and hyaluronic acid supports the birth of blood vessels. And that's always going to be important because the more blood you have, the more oxygen you have, the more nutrition you have, and the more detoxification you have. Hyaluronic acid also has an anti-glycating effect, and this is really, really interesting. Glycation is a sugar reaction. Glycation is the technical name for the reaction that sugar has with various tissues, especially proteins, in the body and in the skin, and glycation is thought to be a leading cause of aging. The sugar reaction between glucose, the sugar molecule, and protein, especially protein in the blood vessels, is one of the ways we break down. Diabetics know about this, and they have to get the glycation test done every 6 months or every year or so. They call it a hemoglobin A1C test. You ever heard of that test? That's a glycation test. Glycation affects everybody, but it especially affects diabetics who have poor blood sugar control. Glycation is the result of a reaction, I call it a caramelizing reaction. It kind of makes proteins caramelize, and it is especially prominent in blood vessels. And it's a common cause of skin aging and wrinkles and thinning skin. And guess what? Recently, at least in the last few years, it's been discovered that hyaluronic acid can help fight glycation. It's anti-glycating. Now, again, you're not going to get those kinds of benefits by applying it topically, at least in the dermis. You'll get some anti-glycating effects at the top of the skin, but not in the dermis. But you can take hyaluronic acid orally. And you should take hyaluronic acid orally, in my opinion, It's one of the all-time great anti-aging supplements. 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams a day. You can really take as much as you want. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will return with your phone calls on the Bright Side right after this.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a moment. We'll be talking to Corey Hahn at the bottom of the hour, her book, Rituals of the Soul, using the eight ancient principles of yoga to create a modern and meaningful life. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. 844-236-6010. So a couple more things I want to say about hyaluronic acid, and then we shall move on and talk about more skin stuff tomorrow. Actually, talk about glycation here, the reaction that occurs between sugar and protein. This glycation reaction is one of the reasons why diabetics are so prone towards neuropathies, also towards amputations, and also towards blindness. These are all areas of the body, the eyes and the blood vessels, and the extremities that can that are subject to this glycation, this sugar reaction. And using hyaluronic acid supplementally can be very helpful. Maybe taking 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams of hyaluronic acid a day. You can also find hyaluronic acid in bone broth, and this is one of the reasons why bone broth is so functional and so helpful as a food, as a medicinal or therapeutic food. Chicken soup also, not just bone broth, but chicken soup with the bones, always with the bones. You got to steep those bones in the water. The cartilage, the knobby part, that white part on the tip of the bones of your chicken bones, that's really rich in hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a very interesting molecule. It's actually made up of two parts, and each of those two parts is functional independently of the hyaluronic acid molecule, interestingly. So when the body breaks down hyaluronic acid, you get these two components, one of which is important for the health of the liver, something called glucuronate. Glucuronate is really helpful for liver detox and for women who are dealing with estrogen issues. Detoxifying estrogen is one of the all-time great strategies for women who are dealing with endometriosis or fibromyalgia or swelling or swelling or other menstrual health issues, water weight. Also, for the prevention of lymphatic cancers, reproductive cancers, glucuronic acid and estrogen detox can be very helpful there. And then also, the second molecule, the second piece of the hyaluronic acid molecule is something called N-acetylglucosamine, N-A-G, NAG. Now, most people have heard of glucosamine, but a lot of folks have not heard of N-acetylglucosamine, NAG, which is a tweaked or modified version of the glucosamine molecule. And this modified version of the glucosamine molecule is very helpful for the digestive tract, for healing leaky gut. It also has other glucosamine benefits, but especially for leaky gut. N-acetylglucosamine is found in aloe vera, if you're interested in exploring the power of N-acetylglucosamine, NAG. It's also found in noni, if you're using the Youngevity products. Or you can just get NAG supplements, NAG supplements, or you can take your hyaluronic acid, and when the body breaks it down, some of it will get broken down, you'll get your own NAG. You'll be able to make your own NAG, N-acetylglucosamine, as well as glucuronate or glucuronic acid, which is the second component. So the building blocks, the two major building blocks of hyaluronic acid, which is technically a polysaccharide. Poly means many, saccharide means sugar. Hyaluronic acid is a long chain of these sugars, these two main sugars. Using hyaluronic acid supplements will give you hyaluronic acid benefits, it'll give you NAG benefits, and it will give you glucuronic acid or glucuronate benefits as well. Love that supplement. All right, we'll continue talking about a couple different types of hyaluronic acid that you want to know about on our next Bright Side episode as we continue talking about the skin. All right, Corey Hahn will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about her book, Rituals of the Soul, Using the Eight Ancient Principles of Yoga to Create a Modern and Meaningful Life. Time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010. Line's open for you. Let's go to Alaska. Say good morning to Elaine. Hey, Elaine.
Hey, good morning. Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you great. Before I forget, why don't you tell the listeners about your podcast?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is on Spotify so far, and it is called Thriving Within. And I just launched it. I just had my first episode, and I'm hoping to have interviews and just inspirational interviews, information that is empowering because, you know, doing physical therapy for 20 years, too often, too many people are just, they're disempowered. They think they can't rely on themselves or their intuition, that internal voice. And yeah, so I'm
that's
just
awesome.
Gonna,
how do you get?
I'm gonna
so,
try to make,
what's the name of the podcast?
Thriving Within.
Thriving Within, and then you can just search Spotify for Thriving Within.
Uh huh. And
awesome.
Then my name, Elaine Hedden. Yeah.
Hedden.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
I'll have to give it a listen. Was it weekly or how do you do it?
It's going to be bi-monthly, and may I interview you at some point?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I'd love to do that.
Okay. Sounds good. So,
okay.
Yeah, I just had a comment and a question.
Sure.
Yesterday's guest, I was listening. I think her name was Lori.
Yes, Lori Sadisky. She had a really interesting story.
Yeah, and you have asked the most profound question that that's just, you know, it just really struck me where
what was that?
I think you had asked, how do you know what's right? And that's an incredibly beautiful question, and it's a very profound
question. It's hard to answer. You can't really answer. I don't know how you know. I don't think she could tell either.
Right, right. You know, and long story short, basically you motivated me. I'm working on a book.
Oh, great.
Because you're very motivating to me, very motivational.
Awesome.
And I'll share the title. There's a title and a subtitle. So the title is From Adam to Atom. So ADAM.
Okay.
Like the first, and Atom, ATOM. So a little play on words.
Oh, I
like
that.
To do that.
Yeah.
So From Atom to Atom, and then the subtitle is A Journey into the Quantum Nature of the Subconscious Christ.
Well, that's pretty heavy.
That's a heavy title.
So what's the answer? How can you tell?
Yeah, that's the question. And
yeah.
I think, you know, I go into my journey in this book that it's really hard to write a book.
I know. I know. I have so much respect for people who write books, especially people who write multiple books. It's really hard. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I'm still getting answers to my question that, you know, I didn't knees and submit to Christ until 2002. Growing up in Colorado, especially in Boulder, I was an apathetic agnostic.
Okay.
Meaning,
I didn't know you grew up in Boulder.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went to school in Boulder. I grew up in Lakewood.
Did you go to Boulder High or Fairview?
No, I Casa Bonita? I grew up very close to Casa Bonita.
Okay, gotcha.
And I went to school in Boulder, and there I was an apathetic agnostic, meaning I don't know and I don't care. I have a physiology test on Tuesday that's going to do with Scripture. And that was my attitude for the longest time. So, and, you know, my journey, I just got down on my knees in 1999 where I was at my lowest at that time. And I invited him in.
I want to hear your story, but we're out of time. And I want to hear the answer to that question. I want to hear the answer to that question. How you know. Will you call back tomorrow? Or actually, call back on our next episode.
Okay, I will.
Sorry to cut you off, Elaine. That was a great story.
No.
Thanks, Elaine. All right, that's all the time we have for this segment. We'll be back on The Bright Side with Corey Hahn, Rituals of the Soul Using the Ancient Practices of Yoga to Create a Modern and Meaningful Life. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A President Obama federal judge on Tuesday denied former President Trump's claim of executive privilege into the January 6th investigation and will release Trump-era White House documents. Engineer Kim Gwang Ho provided evidence that Hyundai and sister company Kia were hiding a design flaw that caused their engines to seize and catch fire. For the first time ever, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has awarded a whistleblower. Kim will get over $24 million in cash. The United States Space Force has detected a mysterious object orbiting in parallel with China's new Shijian 21 spacecraft. Space Force's 18th Space Squadron says it's an Apogee kick motor. An Apogee kick motor is typically used to lift payloads into operational orbits and should have been disposed of in the graveyard orbit. Graveyard orbits are where space junk resides after they've outlived their usefulness. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As wholesale prices have jumped 8.6% since this time last year, inflation continues to hurt Americans across the board. Republican Congressman from Texas, Pete Sessions, says the White House is responsible for you having less buying power in your wallet.
Well, the problem that we have is this is exactly what President Biden and his socialist Democrats want. They have repeatedly said what they want is what they're getting at the border, that they were very happy with what they did with Afghanistan, that the agreement that they have with the socialists in their party to make sure that the agenda as it relates to energy is fully comprehended and pushed actively. This is what you get when you interrupt yourself, when government becomes engaged in the free enterprise system. And it gets not only in the way of activity in people's jobs, what it does is it causes bottlenecks that are created all across the supply chain. They are responsible for this. They know exactly what they're doing. They're smarter than what we think they are. And this is their idea to capture the free enterprise system and replace it with government. So I give them credit. This is exactly what they want to do. That's why the president on January 21st shut down the Keystone Pipeline. This is part of his plan. He, Susan Rice, Kamala Harris, and the socialists in their party intend to destroy the goose that lays the golden egg. It's called the free enterprise system.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find 11 years of archived information in the search box. If you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. You'll also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and interviews and news stories and blog posts up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are on all the websites and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, if you want to work out of your home, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including eczema and acne and prevention of post-surgical and post-traumatic scarring. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. That makes perfect sense because the same mechanisms that are involved in healing the skin are involved in keeping the skin beautiful and glowing and pretty, and that's what True Skin Health products are all about. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, and that means potency, and that means effectiveness, and that's why we have over 2,000 four- and five-star reviews, which you can take a look at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. You can purchase our True Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Corey Hahn is the author of a book, Rituals of the Soul, using the eight ancient practices of yoga to create a modern and meaningful life. Corey has lived off the grid in Alaska. She studied with spiritual teachers and soul guides in Mexico, Sri Lanka, and Morocco. She surfed around the world, and her book is very, very interesting. I read it last night, and a very easy read, and very helpful. Lots of good information, especially if you're interested in meditating. Some good meditations in the book. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Corey Hahn. Hey, Corey.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Ben.
Thank you for coming on, and thank you for what you're doing. So you have a very interesting story. You're quite the adventurer. Tell us a little bit about your adventures living off the grid, and then tell us how you morphed into this inner quest that you talk about in your book.
Yes, I love that. I love the word morph. I've been using the word manifesting, and sometimes I use it in the book, and now I kind of wish I said metamorphize or morph or
I like
transform.
That too. Yeah.
Because it all happens in small bits, doesn't it? And you don't really always know the moment that the big change happens.
100%. Yes, that's where faith comes in. That's where you have to have a certain faith that everything is working out the way it should be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just try to get in the float. So yeah, I grew up actually in big cities in Texas, Houston and Dallas, and went to college in the panhandle at Texas Tech. And after college, actually, I remember saying, I don't like the cold. And I moved to Florida for 3 months. Didn't find a job, was pretty bored, didn't know anybody. And a girlfriend called me and said, I got a summer job up in Alaska. And I was like, well, I've got absolutely nothing to do, so I'm going to come along with you. And I went, and I ended up staying up there for 12 years in different cabins, doing different jobs, but really just found myself fully in love with that grand wilderness, the last frontier, if you will. It was just amazing. And ended up working out in native villages for a couple of summers, teaching cold water survival, worked on boats, and really just enjoyed so much of my time up there. And it never dawned on me that I was going to go, like, have these big adventures in my life. I just kind of kept going to where I wanted to go. And, yeah, now that I'm 40, I have quite a collection of tales under my belt. But so that's where it started, definitely. When the winters would get cold, it encouraged me to go on adventures to warmer places, and that's when I would start traveling abroad. Actually, it was so easy to make my money and live for very cheap by, you know, in off the grid, no electricity, no running water type cabins for pennies. So, and then if I really wanted, I could save that money. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
So how does yoga come into that?
Yeah, through those years. So when I was 21, down in Texas still, you know, I was really lost, to be honest. And I wasn't, I didn't know how to emotionally regulate what I was dealing with or how to deal with it whatsoever. And I was hanging out with people, I think, that also had the same problem. And my boyfriend, when I was 21, passed away. And that was a real, that was a day that definitely took the breath out of my body and was a definitely game changer. And so when he passed away, I had a poetry professor who invited me to her yoga class. And slowly over the years, I have known that yoga and meditation could help me heal holistically a lot of the things I was struggling with. And most of my struggles have always been mental illness, with depression and anxiety being the top of the list. So that's where yoga came in. And through the years, I've experimented with many different styles and sometimes fully into the Buddhist tradition and other times into yoga and Hinduism, and really just dabbled in all theology and all holistic health remedies that I could find. Because I grew up definitely with a family that was pro you know, pharmaceutical in that aspect of mental health and that route. So
most
people, yoga came in.
Most people, when they think of yoga, think of like sitting on a mat and exercising or stretching, you know, that kind of thing. But yoga obviously is much more than that. Tell us a little bit about what you mean specifically when you say sacred yoga and sacred yogic texts.
I know. Isn't that wild? It really is. It has this strong image of only a physical practice, but
This
is a spiritual system. There's the 200 aphorisms that Patanjali, who pretty much wrote the Bible of yoga.
Have you read Patanjali?
I have, yes. My book is completely based on his sutras.
Yeah.
So he got together with the wisest of all the yogis back in the day and put together the
3000 BC, like 2500 BC, a long time ago.
Yes, and there were many, many people involved with this, but he was just really the transcriber. But so little is about asana. The only thing it says, which asana is the physical aspect, asana means posture, and it just means to be comfortable and steady. And I realized after years, I was very much into that physical practice. I was an ashtangi, the kind where you contort your legs behind your head, and I was so into the physical. And when I really stepped away from that, and saw that this was a staircase to lead me to my spiritual self, I realized that the only thing physical he was asking us to do was to make our bodies comfortable and steady. If you sit at the computer for 8 hours a day, your body isn't probably feeling that comfortable and steady. If you overdo it and you're running and too physical, your body isn't, you know, you really have to find your balance within yourself. But that's just one of 200 tips that he gave us. And so I really wanted to bring to light the entire system of, it's an art of living. It's really a way yoga means the cessation of the fluctuations of the mind. And it's really full of tools for helping us to overcome our mental struggles above all other things. So we often don't see it that way. Like the meditations, most of us need meditation more than we need any kind of physical practice, you know.
More than medication. Yes. Medication is the best medication. That's what I always say. And I'm a pharmacist. I meant, by the way, 200 BC, not 2000 BC, is when Patanjali wrote his stuff. And that is, for anybody who is interested in reading a really cool book, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali are really cool. So there's 8 ancient principles of yoga you talk about to create a modern, meaningful life. We'll discuss those when we come back from our break. Okay, Corey? The 8 ancient principles. Corey Hahn is with us, your book, Rituals of the Soul, using the 8 ancient principles of yoga to create a modern and meaningful life. More with Corey on the Bright Side right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Corey Hahn about her book, Rituals of the Soul, using the 8 Ancient Principles of Yoga to Create a Modern and Meaningful Life. I want to talk about these eight principles, the 8 limbs you're referring to, I imagine. Is that what you're talking about here with the 8 principles?
Yes, the limbs, exactly.
The limbs, right. So
I feel like that word doesn't really work, though. I don't know if that translates to our modern English very well.
It doesn't. The 8 attachments or parts or arms or something, but I know what you're saying. So before you get into that, I've been meditating most of my adult life, and I recommend it highly. As we said earlier, it's the best medication, in my opinion. There's a really cool quote in the book from Krishnamurti. If you begin to understand what you are without trying to change it, then what you are undergoes a transformation. Can you talk about that real quick? And then we'll get into the 8 ancient principles.
Yeah, great. I love that quote. I actually read that yesterday, too, in an interview. And it's really one of my favorite things because you don't have to do much. You just have to be with what you're feeling.
Yeah.
And I think, and be real with it. And that's really the basis of this book, too, is getting to that truth. Not trying to become or manifest, but just being with and accepting. And oftentimes we want to feel differently than we do. But when we learn to just sit with it, it will move, it will change as all things do. Yeah. And so it takes this control and this yearning to be exactly what you want out of it. And you can kind of just float through your health journey at that point in many ways.
In a way, the problem isn't the problem, it's wanting to change the problem.
It can be, yes, for sure. If you're going to focus on the problem, then the problem's going to become much bigger.
There's a certain level of not accepting how things are, which is kind of silly because they are how they are. You maybe want to change them in the future, but right away they are how they are. You can't change how something is right now. You can change in the future, but right now it is what it is, correct?
Yes, and the clearing of those misperceptions of how it should be is how we get to truth. I mean, even, my book just launched and I expected to be celebrating. I was like, where's the bubbles? Let's celebrate. But it was this incredibly deep darkness there, and all I wanted was to be celebrating. So the past few days even, I just was like, this is what it is. It's your first time really vulnerably sharing, putting something out there for the world to see. It's okay. Just be with what it is. And then finally, 2 days later, here we are talking about it. And I'm so, so amped that, you know, I'm talking to people who've read it and they understand, they get these principles. I'm meeting like-minded friends. And so even that fear has, in the past few days, I just was with my discomfort in this moment, and it's already transformed into something much more beautiful. But I could have focused on that, how wrong I was.
You're probably meeting friends you didn't even know you had.
Exactly. Like you. Hi.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the eight ancient principles of yoga. Tell us about that.
Yes, okay. So in the beginning, the first two are just they list you five rules and five values to live your life by. And I'm just going to go over those really quickly. But these are things I often say, like, write them down and put them on your wall and come back to them later. The rules are quite simple. Most of us do them. It's just ahimsa, be kind. Don't harm. Satya, be honest. Don't lie. Don't steal. Respect your body and your life as sacred. Don't waste it away. And really simplify, minimize, don't be wasteful, Apurgaya. So those are the five things the yogi said. Do this and you will be in alignment with a spiritual life. And they're simple. Most of us do those. Most of us try to be kind. We try to be honest. We don't steal. We respect our bodies as much as we can, and we simplify. Then the next ones they said are virtues. The virtues to live by. I like to come back to this when I need to make a decision. I'm quite indecisive at times. So I use these if I'm not sure, because they help me align with the values that are most important for the spiritual life, and that's cleanliness, satya, santosha, contentment. What if it makes you happy, do more of that. Tapas, burning enthusiasm, follow what lights you up. Study yourself, svadhyaya, just being in the meditations, observing yourself, is studying, learning, who am I? Who am I without this relationship? Who am I without this job? Who am I without these clothes? Constantly ask yourself and try to get to the bottom of that. And trust in the universe. Have a bit of faith, like you said before. Hmm. And if you come back to those five values when you're making a decision, I think you can usually make a decision when you look at those. But then we move into the practices that the yogis gave us that are really tangible. This is what most people think of when they think of yoga. So those are more like the Ten Commandments, if you will. But asana is the third step or the principle. And that's all about, like I said before, creating a comfortable and steady body. And that's just really sitting and being with your body and saying, you know, if I open my chest a little bit, would that feel more comfortable? Or maybe I should take 10 minutes away from my computer and start looking at each position you make in your life and ask yourself, is this creating tension or is this creating more lightness and ease? And I think that you will find what activities are not bringing you joy. Just like Marie Kondo really helps us to realize what is bringing me joy. Look at your body to be the tall tale of that question,
How do the postures fit into all that?
So I believe that if you you can use the postures in many ways. You could use the posture. So once we get more into the seventh and eighth steps, when you really know what you want, you can come back and use the postures to create feelings. Like I do a lot of arm balances when I need to feel strong. When I feel insecure and I'm scared to come on a radio show, I might do an arm balance and pump myself up. Or, you know, if you want to feel more fluid and flexible, do poses that are going to make you feel more fluid and flexible. It's really about a small daily intention. And if you do that every day, you do feel more flexible. You do feel stronger. So it's that's where the rituals tie into things. But I think also the postures, that all came from more modern, the list of postures and how to practice them in one sequence. This is really all new and variations of the old. And you don't have to know any of that. You don't even have to have a yoga mat. It's more just look at every posture you make. You can even look at people on the street and see ways they're holding their body and tell what's going on in their, you know, emotional or inner world, let's say. And so really let that be the starting point for creating space in your body and your schedule and your mind. Where do you feel tense and how can you create space? And that's what I really like to do with asana. From that, you might realize, like I have, that my most cluttered, stressed place in my body is my mind. It is the hardest to create health and peace in my mind.
How about breath?
And and with the breath. And that's how we would start to do that. So that would be the fourth principle, pranayama, becoming mindful, breath awareness, really learning to concentrate, learning to focus. And many people in my family, since, you know, you are a pharmacist, take ADHD medications. It's something my family genetically is predisposed to, mass distractions. And I, too, could have easily fallen in that category. Not to say that many people don't need that or that's not a great choice for many people. But for me, I found that I could holistically learn to focus, enough to even write this book, just by learning to concentrate. And I did that by counting my breaths.
We got about 1 minute, so you got four limbs to talk about here in a minute. Real succinctly, the last four.
Right, so you breathe until you learn to feel, pratyahara, learn to feel your intuition. And once you know what your intuition is saying, you'll know what you want. Then you can use the last stages to really bring that into your reality by overcoming limiting beliefs, learning to trust in the universe, learning to ask for support, learning to know your worth, to put yourself out there. And finally, the last step, you get to samadhi.
That's the cool one.
Enlightenment.
Yes. Yeah, that's the cool one. So have you gotten to that point? Like, I know not all the time, but even a little bit temporarily or just for a minute?
I believe it comes in cycles and permanently. Like, the enlightenment is the permanent, but the little things we do that bring us bliss in the moments, like maybe writing this book, maybe learning to surf.
Or petting a dog or being with a baby or something.
Yeah, moments you feel your most bliss, that's it. That's your... the carrot dangling in front of you, guiding you to keep going.
Is it progressive to get to that, or can you just automatically get to that state?
I believe it's progressive. I wish it wasn't, but I think it's something we work towards, clearly.
That's awesome. All right. We're out of time, Corey, but that's very, very inspiring. Thank you so much for the book as well. Rituals of the Soul, Using the 8 Ancient Principles of Yoga to Create a Modern and Meaningful Life. Thank you, Corey Hahn, for being on The Bright Side.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. That was Corey Hahn and her book, Rituals of the Soul, Using the 8 Ancient Practices of Yoga to Create a Modern and Meaningful Life. Super cool book and real easy read and lots of great information there. I highly recommend it. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.